Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio, Inc., a league of nations among other internet radio talk stations, voices of the people, united we roar, home of the brave for veterans. Today is June 30th, 2008, and now the program you've been waiting for, 4:30 to 5, Dr. Barbara Becker hosting, and Kids, Tweens, and Teens, a positive psychologist, takes a look at all three. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Lillian. Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein. I'm so delighted to be back. And today I'm doing something very different with our show. Actually, what's happening is this is the last show in June. I'm taking a 2 months off, a well-deserved vacation. Not totally away for 2 months, but I will not be doing a regular show for 2 months. And I thought it would be fascinating today to chat with Martha Trowbridge, who has been my co-host for so much of the time when I did the show on Happiness for Women Only. And we will just stream of consciousness brilliantly and informatively and humorously, whatever we can gather, chat through women and backwards and forwards to kids, tweens, and teens, the whole bunch of the lifespan at this point as we review some of the things we did in both of the shows and talk particularly around our two books. And I want to particularly go on record from Martha that she has a great new book she'll be talking about. And I don't even want to say the title because I want you to get a bang out of sharing it, Martha. So I think I'll stop at this point. Welcome, Martha Trowbridge, back to co-hosting with me today.
Why, thank you, Barbara. I am so happy to be here. It's been far too long.
Yes, it has been. I had to do so many shows all by myself, but I was a grown-up and I rallied to the challenge.
Terrific.
So,
well, I've tuned into a few of your shows, and they've really been wonderful.
Thank you. I had some superb guests, and it was a lot of fun.
Wasn't it interesting that we're all girls at heart, Barbara? I mean, even, you know, where we are in our life cycles, that we can have the same excitement and interest in the growth. You know, when I was growing up, I was pretty much the model was that once you finished college, that was it, and then you were out in the real world, and it's so different today, which is just marvelous.
I know. It's incredible. It just is amazing what a woman can do at any point in her life if she can stay sane.
That's for sure.
Yes. So with that little tidbit, come and share, you know, the book a little bit so I can bring it in. I can't wait.
Oh, thanks. Well, I took a bit of a departure from the Martha Trowbridge Inspiration publishing effort and decided, as I was losing my sanity last fall with all the stress I was under, to bring out a book I started writing several years ago entitled The Crazy Making Husband, His Rules and Rationalizations Refreshingly Refuted by Reality. So I had a lot of fun over the winter working on it, getting the woodcut illustrations together and writing the captions and so on. So that was published at the end of May. I can't believe tomorrow's July, Barbara.
Right.
It's been out about a month, and it's been a lot of fun. And understanding that your audience right now are young girls, I sincerely pray that none of you out there will ever wind up being married to a crazy-making husband.
Yes, well, we're going to protect you. And to my knowledge, most of the audience still remains adult women. So I think it's appropriate that we can discuss girls growing into tweens, teens, and then becoming women, and how it's so relevant. My book, which is the eye-opener in the beginning for the 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old girl and her mom, The Truth, I'm a Girl, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything, what that has to say, and then bridging to what the crazy-making husband has to say, and some of the things we both have learned about mental health and why it's so incredible to really hear the information we're trying to relay.
It sure is, Barbara. And from my perspective, what was very interesting is this project started as 100% humor, looking at serious issues in a funny way. And as I developed the book and started writing columns and doing a blog and appearing as a guest blogger on a couple sites, I realized it's not funny at all if your husband drives you crazy. It isn't funny at all. So it's so hard for me to make humor about it now, having been through what I have the past 6-7 months, studying the effects of crazy making, doing questions and answers for the media, about what I was really trying to do. I realize it's not humor at all, although the book is funny.
The book is very, very funny.
Oh,
but you're
you.
Right. You know, when you handle a serious subject, and maybe one you've had some experience with yourself, and you, I think we use humor to keep our sanity, so to speak. So we forget sometimes till we go public the amount of pain. And I found the same thing with my book, that the girl in the truth is speaking very, very sincerely and innocently in a diary about many, many things that bother her, whether it's a family member swearing when they don't need to, whether it's anxieties about who's going to tell her about development and growing up physically and the changes in her body, whether it's her feelings that she loves this little boy and her parents trivialize that kind of a crush, whatever it is. And, you know, I forget till I go out myself and I talk to women, like I was doing the other day in a book signing, and women in the audience say, you know, I'm really still in pain over trying to find the best of myself and have a sense of self-esteem. And, you know, what this little girl is talking about, how she is trying to hold on to herself, we need to teach our kids how to hold on to themselves, because I'm still struggling and it's painful. And this woman was, I think, 59.
Oh, my gosh. Well, my first reaction to that story is good for her for still struggling, in the sense that she hasn't given up on herself. She has faith that she can correct injuries done to her many, many decades ago. And I applaud her resolution to somehow wrestle down the demons inflicted upon her at a young age. And it is possible to do that. I think if you become dedicated to really fixing what is wrong in your life, there's so much support. There are so many resources out there. And what you really need to do is have two things: the dedication to do the work you need to do, and the faith that the work you do will yield tremendous results.
Well, I think what's so helpful about the crazy-making husband is that, it just gives women the sense that they're not alone with, when we get on our own thoughts and we've been told we're stupid, or that and a dime will get you a cup of coffee when you try to have a good idea, or you do have a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
When we're belittled, whatever it is, then you begin to feel that you really don't have much to offer. And the way you take women through this crazy-making husband, the different, what do you call them, the different rationalizations that are sort of brought to the home as rules, as if you live with the king of the kingdom.
Right.
And it's funny, but it also points out that we shouldn't take all that seriously, something that someone else says is an absolute, because it may very well not be an absolute.
Yes, I did write this as validation for my fellow crazed wives, as I say. And as you said, to see this in writing, to see you're not the only one, and to see, I have a section, I put forth 10 rules of the crazy-making husband, and each of those rules has a reality following the rule. And there are two things going on which I intended. The first is you get inside the head of these guys, and you see why they're thinking the way they do. And then you get inside your own reality and see the ramifications of living with a husband who's making you crazy in one way or another.
Right. And if you can get into both. Now, getting into your own head may really require a counselor or a therapist to help you through, because it's very painful to really do a lot of this work. But getting into the head of the other person involves sometimes really clarity of thought almost more than anything else.
Right.
You know, I'm living with someone that claims, let's say, that using the remote to flick around 85 different channels every hour is really a substantial way to stay abreast of the world, you know, may
Isn't
not
interesting
be.
Interesting with men, this switching of the channels. Thank God here, excuse my interrupting, Barbara, but thank God in my marriage, my husband and I have totally different tastes in programming, so we're not usually sitting down at the television at the same time.
Yes, well, you know, I know many women who have their television set up in a separate place, a kind of sanctuary,
yeah.
And that's probably very smart. And I also know I had a client, I mean, she was going to take that remote and smash
yeah.
her husband over the head or break the glass on the TV.
And they're clueless as to why this drives us crazy. That's
yeah.
the most preposterous observation of all is that I think there really are fundamental differences between men and women, and some of it at least is acquired through acculturation, the way they're raised, what their families are like, what messages they have given to them at a young age, and also their culture. And
oh,
so,
of course.
Right, we're struggling with all of that.
Yes, and, you know, if... You know, I was thinking about the seven gateways to happiness, which we talk so much about in our shows together, and then
mm-hmm.
we bridged into kids, tweens, and teens with the seven gateways to happiness for girls, and they were slightly different, particularly if you have dysfunctional parents to deal with and you're still living at home. And I was thinking, well, which of the gateways is absolutely the most critical, if I had to just pick one? And with adult women, I would tend to say that replenishment and not going on totally empty, having some energy is, if I had to just pick one, you know, that you must have, it would tie into not running on empty, because you're good for nothing when you're on empty.
Absolutely.
But I think for girls, the thing that we could teach them to, so that they start to grow in a way that they never end up being vulnerable to a crazy-making husband, is more in the third gateway that ties into learning how to meet your needs and how to negotiate and how to think logically at higher levels, cognitive thought. Because if you really have a trained mind, you're going to be much more astute to not get caught into thinking patterns that are distorted.
Well, that is so true, Barbara, and it really holds very much true when any of us is in a relationship of any sort. It's very, very easy to lose who you are in the process of wanting to please the other person, to be accepted by the other person, to be approved of. It's so easy to compromise and to say, well, she's right or he's right. And when you live with someone on a day-to-day basis, especially as time goes on, it's very tempting to just give in and avoid the confrontation. But there's a huge price to doing that. You really do lose yourself.
And then you do go with unmet emotional needs. So, you know, both your cognitive thinking becomes off balance and your emotional needs go unmet, and there's nothing that drives a woman more crazy than I can see in 30 years of practice, as when she's in a marriage and the guy has issues, we're not sure he's totally crazy, you know, but certainly there are issues. And then on top of it, she doesn't know how to express herself or get her needs met in the marriage, and probably very often sex has fallen by the wayside, and affectionate needs have fallen by the wayside, and it's very distressful.
It goes on, and Barbara, eventually it manifests as very severe depression and other medical disorders, multiple sclerosis, all sorts of...
Wow.
Absolutely. It works its way out. The pain you have within you that you try to keep within you, that you try to hide or repress or ignore, is insidious, and it does eventually manifest, even in cancer, which so much research shows results from impaired immune system functioning, which, of course, happens when you're feeling horrible emotionally. So there's no way, there's really, you know, we may try to avoid the truth of it, but the truth is when you are unhappy chronically, your immune system just breaks down and eventually very bad things are ahead. So I think it's more than just a question of being happy. We did that show, Happiness for Women Only. It goes far beyond a feeling of happiness, beyond that whole positive affect, to really eventually, in extreme cases, your life, your health is at stake.
Right. So it's an organic experience that is putting your life at risk,
mm-hmm.
even more so than if you were, you know, captured as a prisoner of war or something. I mean, you're just terribly at risk. So let's back up and going back to, say, a teen who's starting to date and so on. And one of my guests was so clear. She's written a book geared for teenagers and their moms, and she talks about the storm that you're going to go through in adolescence, and that if kids can realize, that's her name is Elizabeth Diane,
mm-hmm.
And if you can recognize, help kids understand that they're actually going through a storm for many years as they during adolescence, then they can keep gaining strength in thinking cognitively, sensibly, and not making rash, crazy decisions, you know, so they end up with some level of early wisdom by the time they're really considering marrying.
Mm-hmm.
That's
excellent.
Real.
Yes.
Yeah, it's important. It involves education of the parents, education of the kid herself, teachers, guidance counselors, you know, people who all work together to help that girl think sensibly about everything, whether to go to college, whether to have a vocation, whether to have, you know, how involved to get with a boyfriend, what type of protection, all sorts of things, so that she has some sound judgment going at each stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you have sound judgment, when you're dating, you're going to have a chance to smell a rat, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know, I think what often happens is young women in their 20s want to get married.
And in their 30s, once you reach a certain age, people are saying, when are you going to settle down? When are you going to have children? You're getting too old. And so you're motivated to make a choice you might not want to make. And then there's the old classic pattern that many girls in our generation faced, was they would marry to get out of a bad home situation.
Exactly.
Which still happens.
It happened. My mother did it, you know, mm-hmm. and she wasn't abused, but she just didn't have much future.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been told she can be a secretary or a sales girl. She wasn't thrilled over either one.
Mm-hmm.
And a young, handsome man came along who was going for a PhD in psychology and already had a good job teaching as a guidance counselor, and he looked pretty impressive.
Ooh la la. So she grabbed him, and guess what? You came, Barbara.
Yes.
So it wasn't a mistake at all.
It was
the universe at work.
Exactly. Well, I'm very thankful.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what she was unprepared for, which was so tragic, I feel so bad for my mom, is that she moved to my father's city, knew no one.
Mm-hmm.
My father's mother did a good job of making her feel insufficient and inadequate.
Oh, dear.
And it was
Why do you think your father's mother did that?
I think because he was the favored child, and
then
she
probably married.
Well, I think she wanted him to marry for sure, but she couldn't control the emotional price that meant.
That he would shift a lot of his allegiance
exactly.
to his wife. Yeah,
exactly.
It was a big loss
yes.
to her.
And so you have, you have this generational thing where oftentimes people even mean well, but they're carrying from generation to generation a lack of emotional wisdom. You know, they don't know how to separate. They don't know how to let go, whatever. And people pay terrible prices. Now, my mother was saved by going to college, developing a teaching career. And my father was not truly in the category you write about. But I'm sure, like most men, he had a few of the traits. He certainly could feel angry around money. Not that he felt as extreme as you mentioned in the book, but I think he felt that he worked so hard, and at times my mother was frivolous. You know, just the ordinary stuff that goes back and forth.
In any relationship, and none of us are born and are raised perfect. I mean, we all have our stuff, Barbara. But the key is to not let it erode you and to find whatever you need within you and around you to keep yourself balanced and go on. Barbara, I may have mentioned I'm doing a blog at a wonderful website called shouldidivorcehim.com. And the woman who runs that website, she was in a marriage for 5 years and divorced. But her mission with this website is not to tell every woman in America, if you're not happy with your husband, ditch him. But rather, her mission is to help women explore what the trouble is in their marriage and try to see if things can work out. And so once she started getting my blog, my articles and so on, she was delighted because in each of the entries I make, I suggest ways women can approach this crazy-making behavior and have relief from it. And,
yes.
You know, test it instead of, with the divorce rate and all of the ramifications of divorce, how many of us really, really, when all is said and done, would prefer to go through a divorce? I don't think that's very many women unless they've got another lover or something. You know, most women really don't want to go through all that, and they don't want their children to go through it. And so to try to see if there's a way at least to start the process without therapy, because as you know, Barbara, lots of men are absolutely averse to couples therapy.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get some kind of relief from our stress, doing it on our own in ways, helping us feel better, that really is a tremendous beginning.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. And there's another blog that exists that is reinforcing what you're talking about, how difficult divorce actually is DivorcingDaze, DAZE.com, where I actually was interviewed, and I hope you will make contact with Lori and Lori who run it.
That was a
chosen
great interview, Barbara. I loved that. That was a wonderful. I encourage any of the listeners to go. Do you have that posted on your website now, that podcast?
Yes.
It
yes.
is really a wonderful interview.
And it's actually, I now have a new blog that is better equipped. Blogs have become fabulous. I have a new blog,
mm-hmm.
enchantedself.com/blog,
mm-hmm.
where you can add podcasts and you can add your videos and all sorts of things. And that blog is full of a lot of these connections of where I've talked and so on, my radio shows where I've been a guest. So,
well, Barbara, we could spend our entire summer vacation, our leisure time, listening to your podcast. You've got so many.
Oh,
sipping
well, thank
lemonade
you.
Or iced tea under the shade and listening to your podcast from our laptop.
Well, they're fun. And I wanted to go back, though, for going back to the continuity between the two books. I think that both of us, I'm certainly trying in The Truth, I'm a Girl, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything, and you're trying in The Crazy Making Husband to not create a sense of futility, but rather that if we stay engaged using our emotional and mental gifts that our divine gifts that we have,
mm-hmm.
a lot of situations can really be made good enough. Even
right.
if they're not great,
mm-hmm.
they're good enough.
They're manageable in the sense that they're not draining us every day, that we become that energy that is drained by problems becomes freed, and we can invest it in things that really make us happy.
That's right. And the little girl in The Truth, she does that a lot. She has a miserable summer. Her parents want her to go to the local pool and swim in that god-awful, heavy chlorine pool again one more summer and make all those stupid little crafts. And she comes up with a resiliency solution of creating club, you know, and the girls
mm-hmm.
read and cook and have all sorts of fun and rotate houses. And the same thing for a woman, you know, your husband can be driving you crazy with a remote, but, you know, you can sit in another room or you can have a hobby, you could leave the house. You may not be able to get him to put down
change.
The remote and say, darling,
right.
you
yes.
know, this was sort of silly having the remote. Why don't we turn it in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you'll find that there may be ways to just diffuse things, and it's not the biggest game on the block with, you know, your TV set.
And he may miss you if you're not there feeling frustrated like mad, and you decide to spend that time that you used to spend with him on the sofa doing something else. Lo and behold, he may invite you to watch TV in a few weeks when he's doing it all alone, and he'll put that blasted remote down. And it's amazing how things can change.
That's right. It is absolutely amazing. You're absolutely right. Now, her time is almost up, I feel like this has been really very special for me. And Martha, I wanted you to stay with me, and you had to leave to, you know, get this book published.
The Crazy Making Husband.
Yes. And we had many, many wonderful discussions around the truth. I'm a girl. I'm smart. I know everything. Everything is archived on internetvoicesradio.com under Barbara Becker Holstein. It's easy to find. Both shows have a lot of the archived shows, Happiness for Women Only and Kids, Tweens, and Teens. Most of the shows are also on my website, enchantedself.com, and I'm going to be linking them through my blog, I think one at a time, so that, you know, you'll come to the blog and you'll see a discussion, and also I'll connect it to one of the shows so that it makes sense why it's popping up at that moment. So they're out there, and I hope you will stay and, you know, with them while I'm away the 2 months from doing shows. By the way, anybody who goes to Amazon and buys my book through Amazon and or leaves a review on Amazon for the book, hopefully a good one, and tag the book with different categories like kids, tweens, teens, mums, write to me. I will send you a present for being just a good sport that helped my book along. It may be a little necklace with for the truth that your granddaughter or your daughter can wear. Maybe it'll be one of my books that I have extras hanging around. You'll get a nice present. I want to be in touch. And you can write to me through my website or my blog or my email address. E-N as in Nancy, C as in cat, self@AOL.com. And now, Martha, I turn to you. What do you want to share?
Our adieu. Well, first of all, I want to say to the listeners that, Barbara, you and I'm sure, will be reconnecting in the fall. So we're not fading off into the sunset forever. My book, The Crazy Making Husband, has been authored by a pen name of mine, which is Muffy Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Just so if you do go searching for it, it's not under Martha Trowbridge, it's under Muffy Gibson. The accompanying website is www.crazedwives.com, and that's C-R-A-Z-E-D, wives, W-I-V-E-S.com. And I welcome any questions, and Thanks so much. And Barbara, thank you. And thank you, Lillian, for inviting me today. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, goodbye for now. And Lillian, have a great summer. And thanks for everything.
You're welcome. See you guys in the fall. Thank you all very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio. You have just listened to Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein and Martha Trowbridge. And if you want to hear the two ladies all over again, please go over to internetvoicesradio.com. Look on the right-hand side of the page, and in the silver box, you will see Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein. Click there, or on the left-hand side of the page, you can click on the word archives. A list of names will appear, Barbara among them. If you want to download the MP3 stream, go down to the lower right-hand side of the page, click on VIP, and sign up as a free member. And for $2.60, you can download the MP3 stream into a portable player. If you want a hard transcript, contact Lillian Caldwell at 734-332-5902 or email her at lillian.caldwell@gmail.com. PIVTR, whether providing you with the advice of experts or giving a voice to the average person who would not otherwise be heard. PIVTR emphasizes quality and enriching programs for our listeners' enjoyment. And before you go away and stray, R.G. Collingwood had this to say in 1939, "History books begin and end, but the events they describe do not." Our next scheduled program begins at 8 o'clock tonight with Marketing for Fun and Profit with Janet Elaine Smith, sponsored by Star Publish. Check them out, http://starpublishllc.com, followed by The Screaming Woman with Toni Quest, and rounding up the evening is Tom Sort and Lillian Cole's Poetry Show. And then beginning on July 7th from 9:30 to 10:30, All Romance eBook sponsors a new show called What's Hot in Romance. And from 9:30 to 10, one of their authors will be interviewed. And then from 10 to 10:30, a second author will be interviewed, both by Lillian Caldwell. So go check out allromanceebooks.com. It represents 120 ebook romance publishing companies and has about 3,000 authors. So they're going to be around for a little bit. Thank you all very much for listening, and remember, have a great evening. Good night.